why is it every week there's an aw shit? Why is it there's an aw shit every single week? That it's every always week, some kind of every week. Last week it's aw shit, I'm having a baby. This week it's.
And you weren't even the one having it.
No kidding,
I heard your
right?
wife had to do all the work.
Oh shit. There you are. There you are, pushing the work off on someone else. This is going in your review, Ian. I'm just saying.
Hey, I still made the live stream.
You did still make.
You're literally
I will
making
say,
someone else do all the push.
I will say
that was impressive.
That was impressive. You making the live stream was actually impressive. I was like, holy shit!
It he's was unbelievable.
He's supposed to be in the hospital, like holding his wife's hand or whatever they do when people give birth. I don't know. Whatever the fuck happens. Whatever.
I can do a live stream one handed
when someone steps wife's out of your side or I don't know. I don't know what happens when people give birth. That's all weird.
Your wife's hand in one hand, fucking iPad in the other as you're running their live stream.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, push or do whatever you do, babe. I got to work.
Yeah, I'm busy tonight. Come on, honey. It's Thursday. It's the live stream.
Guys, the podcast
it's the live stream. Oh, so good.
Someday when you're telling this story to your beautiful daughter about the day of her birth, you'll be like, yeah, and I was kind of just half paying attention, to be honest. Yeah. I don't remember a whole lot. You see, these two guys that swear a lot on the internet wanted my help.
And yeah, and I couldn't refuse them.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I noticed he's not talking anymore. Have you noticed that?
I did. Just, I hope that I
stop.
Hope.
Okay. Pre-show is me, and then everything.
No. We are still pre-show. We're not even on the screen yet.
Are we? Yeah.
It's still pre-show.
It's still just a chunk of wood.
Whatever.
I know. We're getting people acclimated.
We haven't even shown
just
up yet.
Warming
Ian
him up.
Is a hero.
Foreplay.
Come on, Kevin Canada says Ian is a hero. You got to put that up there, Ian.
Hold on, I clicked the wrong one.
Oh. Hi, glory hole you have up there. That's okay, too.
People are saying we would vanish without Ian. We vanish even with Ian. I don't know what the difference would be.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Hi.
It's so not your fault. That's the best part.
Yeah. Oh, man. How's everybody doing? And nothing really happened this week, so everybody's probably pretty,
it was a chill week, right?
It's a chill week. God, that fucking convention has been the best, though. Those people are just such fucking liars. It's so funny because they had to stop at certain points when I was watching it in different places where they just had to stop and say, they are lying to you. It is literally Lie Fest 2020. It's lie, liar face, liar pants on fire. It's the whole fucking thing is unbelievable. Yeah, slow Newsweek, somebody says. No shit, man. Slow fucking Newsweek. Yeah. Is anybody down in Louisiana, down in the fucking crazy shit that's happening down there where you're now weathering your fucking second hurricane in as many days?
Isn't that greedy?
Yeah.
Isn't that just greedy, Cecil? Like at some point, aren't you just like, maybe I should hog all the hurricanes?
Oh, man.
I love this comment. I watched Lovecraft Country instead of the RNC. Fewer monsters and less racism.
That's outstanding.
That's awesome.
That's outstanding. Super great.
That's great.
Super great.
That's so good.
So, Tom, the slow week this week, anything happen at all that you want to talk about? Anything at all? I mean,
man, let's see what happened this week.
Is there a vaccine yet?
Other than the two hurricanes and the shootings.
Yeah. I was hoping that, at one point, there's going to be a cherry on our shit Sunday. I just want it to be the vaccine. Like, that's all I want. I just want a vaccine for next week. And next week's not anything special to me. I just want the vaccine soon. Yeah, that's all.
Just any vaccine. You know what? At this point, Cecil, I'll take any vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't even care what it's for. Like, I'll take a vaccine for shit that's not even the cure. I'll just take vaccines in general. Old vaccines from, like, fucking smallpox just for kicks at this point. Just give me something. I don't even care.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Christ. What a fucking mess.
Yeah, it's been a fucking mess of a week. It's been fun.
And then they see. So I heard the NBA isn't playing basketball. Yeah, they, like in protest.
Yeah, but I think that they all got together and talked about it, and they all decided that they wanted to make some money, so they're back again. But they took the night off. So did Major League Baseball, from what I hear. Wednesday night game of the Brewers, I think, which is a Milwaukee team, did not take the field, so they protested that as well. But you know. One thing that I read, and again, this was all late, so I didn't get a chance to really look at it, was that the NBA got together in sort of a deal with the owners to try to create some sort of action type groups to help with voting, with disenfranchised voters, and with police brutality, and I guess a whole bunch of different things that were sort of action groups that they put together to try to fund and create. So it sounded like they got together and sat down and said, let's try to make some change. And so that's good. You know, I mean, any change is good change, I guess. So
I also heard Jerry Falwell Jr. is resigned and then not resigned and then probably resigned from being head of Liberty University. Did you read that?
Yeah, I did see something like that.
His wife, he had like a threesome with the pool boy or some shit. Yeah. I don't know the whole story.
I heard something
about like the pool boy was like cucking him or some shit. I'm serious too, though. Like the there's like a pool boy like threesome fucking thing going on with Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife.
Here's the thing. Don't kink shame. Unless your kink is shame, then shame away.
Yeah, right.
Shame as much as you can if your kink is shame. Yep. So, yeah.
I don't give a shit who fucks the pool boy unless your whole thing is about who people can and can't fuck.
Exactly, right? Yeah. No, and that's why you talk about Jerry Falwell. It's not because fucking care about his personal life. Because he's a fucking monster when it comes to deciding where other people put their peepees. Like, fuck you, dude.
Yep. He's a horrible fucking person. It's kind of great that he's just like going to retire in fucking scandal. So
I do want to say, you know, speaking of change, you guys could use your spare change for a cognitive
nice
dissonance mug. Brand new mugs in the hussy. What's up? Mugs available. There you go. There's a link on the screen. Look at that. Oh,
wait. Let's see if it works.
I got to try it. Look into the camera.
Mine worked.
Look into the camera.
Mine worked. Here we go.
Here we go.
Slow. Do it slow. Like you mean it. Like you want it.
There we go. I mean, it's not as cool as the Billionaire Tears mug, but it's cool.
That's so, a good mug.
Check it out. Does it come filled with booze? If you fill it with booze, it will come filled with booze. Absolutely. Someone else is like, send me a free one. No. Yeah. No.
Oh, we're selling them. Yeah. That's the selling part.
Yeah, the selling part.
Maybe we didn't do a good sales.
Yeah, we already bought them, so we have to sell them now.
We have them now. Shit. TJ Mugger fuckers.
So, Tom, we wanted to do the story. Let me call it up. I can't really share it. So, Ian, is there a way that you could get from the notes the story about the guy who carries out the 40-pound dildo and put it in the chat so people could follow along if they want?
Yeah, I'll get it.
So, Tom, we're going to talk about a 40-pound dildo. Did I say 40 foot? Because 40 foot is big. 40-pound dildo?
Yeah, I mean, I would say this is, it's not 40 feet, but it's still fucking big-ass
goddamn big dildo, man.
Like, let's not be fucking size queens when this thing is 3 feet long.
That's a big mother.
Yeah, this story's from Boing Boing. Face mask prevents store from IDing man who stole a 3 foot, 40-pound dildo in broad daylight. This story, guys, fucking head over and just look at the goddamn nonchalance. What makes this story is the image of the absolute just casual walking out with this enormous schlong. He's got this huge rubber dick.
He's
just like walking outside like, yeah, I got this giant 40-pound rubber cock in my hand.
And it's so big, he's got to put it on his shoulder.
It's a 40-pounder.
It's a 40-pounder. This is like a heavy kettlebell he's putting up there. Yeah. This is one guy, though, Tom. This is one guy who really took to heart, you know, go hard and go home. I think that's, he took it to heart. And you got to respect that. You got to respect that.
Yeah. This dildo, Cecil, is called the Moby.
Why? Because you ride it around town?
Because a dick that size is a fucking legend.
That really is. It really is. It's almost, it's like the size of the dick that Trump drew on the map when he was trying to draw the hurricane space. Remember?
Yeah,
when he,
right?
It's the size of that. It's like a giant, it's fucking enormous.
So I have this, the image if we want to look at it.
Are you going to crash the stream?
I mean.
Yes, so don't do it.
Don't crash the stream.
You might get kicked off.
No, don't crash the stream.
It's not worth
We're not doing it.
No,
there you go.
Oh,
it.
Jesus.
Don't break it.
5 seconds, Christ. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
God damn it. Ian,
all good.
Ian, if you That's fuck it. The stream up, I'm going to fucking.
It's all good.
Be so mad. So angry.
This is the most. This thing, Cecil, this is an act you don't want to follow. You know what I mean? Like, this is like, if somebody's like, if you walk into like, you know? Your girl's house or whatever for the first time and in the corner, because this fucker ain't fitting under the bed, in the corner with like a lampshade or something on it to disguise it, is this $1,250 40-pound rubber
cock. Wait, it's how much?
$1,250. This kind of satisfaction does not come cheap.
Okay. No, I get why you steal it then. It's the most expensive thing
in there.
Like, it's like, that's like sex robot money. Are you kidding me?
Yo, where do you fence a rubber dick? Like, who's like going to the fucking, like, who shows up to the goddamn pawn shop and you're like, all right.
Admittedly.
I know you guys are going to fuck me on this one, but.
admittedly, it is hard to hold in your trench coat and be like, hey, buddy, want to buy a 40-pound dick? Like, that's hard. It's hard to even open the trench coat at that point. Oh, God.
I just want to meet the model, you know, like that was originally cast.
No, you don't.
That's,
no, you don't.
No, I don't. No. That's some fucking Jolly Green Giant shit. Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ. It's like the Hulk from those movies. He's like 7 foot tall or whatever. And you just, damn. It's seriously, it looks like a seat for a little kid that you would bring outside. It's that big. It's enormous. It's like half a teeter totter. It's just so big. And I'm not shaming. I'm just saying it's big. I am stating a fact. That's all. I'm actually just impressed. I'm not shaming. I'm just impressed.
Don't you have to wonder if the guy like cased the joint a few times ahead of time, like
he keeps
walking through, like, all right, I'm definitely gonna steal that dick. I'm gonna steal that dick.
Tom, he keeps reaching out and like slowly touching it as he's walking by. Just, you're coming home with me, big boy. Look at you. Oh God. So amazing.
Like that's like a felony or some shit at that level. Like somebody at that
point.
Yeah,
no kidding,
like,
right?
I am getting that. Like, this is like not like some gag gift. You're like, I'm stealing that dick.
It is
really
a gag
funny.
Gift, though, Tom. That's big. It is a gag gift.
I don't care how much you've trained out that reflex. That's a gag gift.
It's a gag gift. There's no way around it. It cannot be a gag gift. I mean, it cuts off literally all of your airwaves. There's nothing you can do.
That thing is insane.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love this comment. I hope he turns it into a mailbox and plants it in his yard.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, it'd be so good.
That's a good one, Patrick.
I love that so much. That would be so... You just come, you just ride up as the mailman and you open the balls and then you stick... I just love it so much.
I hope they, I both hope they never catch this guy, and I hope they catch this guy just so they can interview him. Be like, all right, I have a lot of questions. Like, you can go. I just need like 10 minutes of your time.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And I only,
it does say, so there's a link. It says it's available on Amazon for a mere $550, and it's got reviews.
Oh, no kidding.
It works great for doing weighted dips on.
Jesus Christ, this lady is literally, she is crouching next to it, and it is as tall as her.
That is
a big goddamn dick.
Insane.
That's a big goddamn dick.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
It's an insane size. A little
not
bit,
for beginners. Really?
Daniel,
not for beginners?
Daniel says a little bit smaller than expected. These are the best. Oh, gosh. So funny. Oh man, I want somebody who uses this as a dog toy, like has a Malamute or whatever and just throws it out in the yard and the big ass dog runs over and grabs it and drags it back in.
Here's a crazy one. They bought the Annihilator, so not the Moby. I have many toys that are 3.5 inches wide that I can get to fit. Bought this hoping it would be another one I would use on a regular basis. Boy, was I wrong. At some point, you're just like, oh yeah, I made a terrible decision. That's a mistake.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
That is good stuff. So is Jay around? Jay, the guy who sent us the box of stuff, is he in the chat? I know Jay watches us most of the time. So I just want to make sure, because I'm going to eat something again, Tom. I'm going to try something from the box.
Is it a giant 40-pound
It's not. He did not send a 40-pound rubber dick. He did not. But if you want a 40-pound rubber dick, you can go to adamandeve.com. Yeah. You can type in Gloria at checkout. You'll get 50% off almost any item. Maybe a 40-pound dick. I don't know. And you get free shipping. And, you know, shipping on a 40-pound dick is probably a lot. And so free shipping, you're saving a lot. So, you know, adamandeve.com. There you go. Someone even typed it into the chat. Someone typed that into the chat. Oh, so good. Oh, so good. So tonight, I have, Tom, I'm going to try it.
Yes.
I don't know if Jay's here. Jay, you'll have to watch it. And you'll have to watch this if you're not. If you're not here, you'll have to watch it as a repeat.
It says, I am here. I see him.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yep.
So, so this is caramel. Ah, caramel is what it's called. And I'm holding it outside of the, there we go.
Caramel.
I got it now. So it's caramel. It looks like
caramel.
Exactly. Like it could be a surprise, but it looks like a little snack cake. And it's got some gudge leaking out of it. I don't know if you could see the gudge here, Tom, that's leaking out of it. There's leakage. You got some leakage down here.
Maybe we should have done a different story.
So here we go. This is, if you put it on me, Ian, and you freeze this stream, I'm going to be so angry. I'm going to be so angry about this. God, I'm going to be mad.
It's worth it.
All right, so jealous. I want one of those super expired snack cakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is probably expired. It's also crushed and very small. Like, that's a really small snack cake. It's totally crushed though. So here we go. Let me try this. So this is it looks like chocolate on the outside with a coin of caramel and then a white cake underneath. So let's try it out. Here we go. It smells like a Little Debbie. That's a Midwestern snack, by the way, which is essentially a garbage cake that you eat with the lights off. You eat it with the lights off. You cannot eat one with the lights on. I've never eaten a single Little Debbie with the lights on.
Wait, before you eat that, what is your favorite Little Debbie if you have to eat?
Favorite Little Debbie is the OCP. I'm down with OCP. You know me. Oatmeal cream pie is the best.
I eat those things unabashedly. I also think a Star Crunch is a reasonable thing.
Star Crunch is pretty good. They're okay. I will say that their Ho-Ho version, whatever those things are called, they're good. Swiss rolls, I think they're called. Swiss rolls.
Okay, yeah.
Not bad.
Yep.
So here we go.
All right. Let's see.
Little Debbie's are national. Someone says, sorry, I always mess this up because I think things are national and they're not. They're just like Illinois based. They'll be like, yeah, have some giardiniera on your sandwich. And people are like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I always presume everything is local. So if they're national, they're national. All right. So here we go. This is a Little Debbie.
All right. I'm
already melting in my hand. So. Oh, fucking dry. Holy shit. Jesus Christ. Holy shit, it's fucking dry. God. I got to wash this out with my cognitive dissonance mug as I shamelessly promote the mug.
What is in the center of that thing? Isn't it supposed to have
it's a
like
white
a gooey,
cake. It's a white cake.
Schmutzy.
Yeah, there's like
Ben
a coin
Shapiro's
of
wife-filled center.
Yeah, no, come on. That's the bottom. The Cardi B pussy is on top. And so it's leaking on top of there. No, but it's got caramel.
What is that?
It's got caramel, but it's just white cake. And it's so dry, Tom.
Oh,
okay. It's literally, so it's white cake with caramel and then it's covered in chocolate and it's covering my hand. So I need to.
So on a scale from one to Little Debbie.
You know, as far as a Little Debbie cake goes, it's pretty money. But it's fucking dry.
Yeah.
It's fucking dry, but it tastes like a Little Debbie cake. I mean, that's what it tastes like to me. It tastes like a Little Debbie cake that I haven't had before, because I'll be honest, I've never had a Little Debbie cake that had caramel in it except for the Star Crunches. And so it's interesting, but it's not
our kids.
Yeah.
Our kids eat those cosmic brownies, the Little Debbie cosmic brownies, by the fucking poundage of those things. Have you eaten one of those?
Cosmic brownies?
Yeah, it's a brownie. Like, and it's got these little, you know, like candy dots on it. And Cecil, seriously, you pick one up. They're about this big. You pick one up and it weighs about 850 pounds. It's so fucking dense.
It's made of black hole material or something. Like, what the fuck?
And it is fucking tasteless. It's just eating a brown. All it is eating a brown. You're just like, does not have any chocolate flavor. It's just like a Swedish brown.
Is it like one of those blocks from that Snowpiercer movie or whatever that they were eating? they're eating like a protein block or whatever. It's like, oh God.
They're
brownies.
Horrifying.
Little Debbie brownies, straight up, the ones with the nuts on them, the fudge nut brownies or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Those aren't great either. They have a weird chemical taste to those. They're not like
This is probably the same thing, just with instead of the nuts, it's just got little
Those aren't great.
They're right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to show you one.
Okay. Tom's going to go somewhere, so I've got to talk to everybody. Hi, everybody. Tom left me. I don't want to try another bite of this because it's not. I mean, it's okay, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose my voice because it's like fucking. Jesus Christ. So fucking dry. Hi, everybody. Cosmic brownies are so bland. Laugh out loud. Yeah, that's probably pretty bad. Right, corn syrup. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's the same shit, right? Yeah. Here, I'll put it in focus. Same shit. It's just got little like multicolored chunks of shit on there.
Yeah.
And these I've got about 900 of these in the basement where I work all day. And it does not matter how long I've been sitting down. And it weighs. Listen to this thing.
Oh, no, I heard it. Yeah.
Seriously, it's dense as shit. Dude.
God, that's foul. God, that's disgusting. Anyway, thank you, Jay, for sending in another thing for us to try. There's still a whole bunch of stuff still in that thing, so I'm going to try it because it's all going to expire by the time Tom can even come back here. So,
I know. That's so depressing.
All right. So, although I was thinking today, Tom, I'm seeing a bunch of U-Hauls out in front. There's like so many U-Hauls. People are leaving this building like a fleeing ship. We might actually be able to get a bigger suite for about the same amount of money if they're not filling up.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? So we might be able to build that wall, that glory hole wall we were talking about, where you sit on one side and I sit on the other. It's like a studio glory hole.
Look at each other through the shame.
Yeah, exactly. Someone asked if my cooking channel's coming out. My cooking channel is coming out soon. The problem is here's my issue. I just recorded my last video that I think I'm going to have before I launch. But what I wanted to do was hire somebody to still like go through them and like look at them and maybe do a little bit of fun After Effects stuff. And like maybe, because I edited them all. So I'm thinking maybe they might want to look at them and do some better editing. Maybe they have suggestions on editing. So I was going to maybe hire somebody from Fiverr or something to go take a look at some of the stuff I have to see what they think. So that's that. I'm waiting a little bit on that, but I just finished. I did Mama Fuko's chicken, their fried chicken with the octo vinaigrette for my latest video. And it turned out amazing. I actually did it in the sous vide.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. So Mama Fuko's chicken is essentially, they steam it, but I put it in the sous vide. You quick brine it, you put it in sous vide, and then you flash fry it. And it doesn't have any breading on it. It's fried chicken, but it's just fried chicken and just the skin. But it's delicious because it's the brine really makes it nice and really tender and delicious. And then the octo vinaigrette is this sort of sesame, Asian, kind of not spicy, but a little like tiny bit of kick, like dressing that you dip the chicken in, and it's actually really wonderful. It's a great combination. So I mean, that's gonna be my
sounds awesome.
Gonna be one of my videos. So I'm gonna put it on. I'll put it on, but I want to try to get these things sort of fixed up first and prettied up before I actually launch on YouTube. But I do have, like I say, I have about maybe 7 or 8 videos. And my plan is once I launch them, then I'm going to sit down and say, this is my production schedule. I will do 1 every 2 weeks or 1 every month. I'm not sure what the production schedule will be, but I will, once I launch, I will commit to a production schedule. So.
Cecil, have you done the sous vide sweet corn yet?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
It is perfect sweet corn. It convert because you can cook it for a longer period of time at a lower temperature than boiling, so you can convert all the starch into sugar.
Oh, nice.
So when you boil it, you can't convert all of that starch into sugar. So sweet corn still has a little bit of starchiness to it.
Yeah.
But you do it at like 181 for 30 minutes. And you take it out and like, and you also, you cook it in
and
the
butter.
Bag with some butter.
And of course you do.
So you take it out. It's pre-buttered.
Sure.
It's pre-salted.
Yeah.
And it's just outstanding.
I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I want to try, there's a pasta. I have corn in my fridge, but there's a pasta I want to try that has corn and tomatoes in it. And I want to try that. But I'll probably pick some corn up because it's coming up on some sweet corn season time. And Midwest, Someone said Midwest sweet corn is the best. Yeah, Midwest, we get a lot of sweet corn. It's like one thing we do well because there's literally nothing but cornfields here. So, all right. So, Tom, we wanted to do another story. Do you want to do burglar that stole nothing, but they wound up leaving a present? Or do you want to do the stressed elephants?
Let's do the because we can put the link in the note. We can put the link right in the chat. Let's do the thing that they left.
Okay, so burglar steals nothing.
Burglar steals
nothing. Ian is the name of this. That's how it starts. If you could put it in there.
So you guys got to check this out because the picture is absolutely worth it.
Hey, Russell, send us a private email.
I'll get that link.
Russell says he works in After Effects every day. Russell, send me a private email at dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. I will then contact you and we'll chat about, if you work in After Effects, we'll chat about it. Maybe I can shoot you some footage and you can play around with it and I can pay you for it. Okay,
all right, so
it's in
there.
The
link is in the chat.
It's in there.
All right, here we go. So this story is from New Zealand, stuff.co.nz. Burglar steals nothing. Leaves behind deer antlers at Timaru crime scene. Well, they didn't just leave behind deer antlers. You guys got to check this out. Left behind the whole fucking deer skull?
Left behind the whole deer skull.
With the fucking antlers?
There's a whole
attached.
Deer skull. Yeah.
And what I love, first of all, Cecil, is that really a burglary then?
No.
Like, if you don't take anything, are you burgling?
I don't think you're breaking and entering, but you're not burgling. You know, yeah. And did he comes in... And they should what they should have had was a burglar alarm, but instead he left burglar horns. That's what, it's like an alarm. It's like an alarm, but different. That's amazing.
Maybe he was just feeling a little horny.
It was,
he did it.
Yeah. Hey,
know.
Points taken, Tom. Points taken.
I also love, Cecil, the idea of like this burglar like walking through town with this great big fucking deer skullet, like with the fucking antlers and everything. Just like looking for the perfect shed to deposit these in?
I actually think, I like to think of it as sort of a New Zealand Santa Claus with a giant bag full of deer skulls on their back as they walk down and distribute them to all the, I don't even know.
It's like a weird New Zealand Halloween tradition, just like trick-or, giant skull. That's weird.
Someone said it looks like a warning. Yeah. It totally does. If I came into my living room and there was a giant deer skull that neither I or my wife or my cats had any part in, I'd be like, what the fuck is happening? I would seriously be like, we're going to move. We're moving.
Yeah,
case closed. We're moving. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, that's as close to a horse head in your bed as you're going to get.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
That's,
did somebody in chat say they live there?
Yeah, I saw somebody said they're living there.
Oh, that's amazing. Find out about this thing. I'm sure they're your neighbor or something. It can't be that big.
So a set of deer antlers were mysteriously left at the scene of a Timaru burglary in which nothing was taken on Tuesday. This is how burglary in New Zealand happens. Like someone brings you a
Someone's
present.
Nice to
that's
you.
New Zealand burglary. Yeah. Right?
Someone's like, this would look awesome over your mantle, bro. I was thinking of you. It's like, what the fuck?
Police are still trying to piece together the mysterious burglary at the Beverly Road address in which a shed was broken into, but nothing was stolen, and an angle grinder and the deer's skull with antlers was left behind. It's like, you got, like, tools
an
out of
angle
this.
Grinder? What?
Somebody's just, like, got an... Like, again, picture this guy walking down the street with an angle grinder and deer antlers just, like, what... What are you looking for?
That's a guy you let go to his destination and never question.
Yeah, right.
Just like, nope, that guy clearly has a purpose.
Yeah. Sir, you know what? Never mind, sir. Just keep on doing your thing. That's good. You look good. Look real good.
Oh.
A wetsuit was removed from the shed, but was left at the scene, according to Senior Constable Ralph Preston, who added that it appeared nothing else was taken from the shed. Police are hoping that the impressive deer antlers will be recognizable to someone and will insist in their inquiry so they can track where it came from. So doesn't that presume that he stole the deer antlers from somebody else? And then, like, is bringing them in some weird, like, reverse, like, scavenger hunt of, like, what the fuck?
When you were a teenager, so I'm going to tell you a story about when I was a teenager. I was in high school, and there was this one house that had those fucking cement geese or ducks or whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The big ass, and they weigh like 60 pounds, right?
Yeah, they're super heavy.
And they had a whole family of them, right? So they had a whole family of these geeslings and the big goose. And they had a little clothes and they would dress them up seasonally and all this stuff.
So stupid.
And so one night we went over to their house and we arranged them in the yard to make it look like they were sacrificing one of the ducks. And so we did a little pentagram with tape, and then we laid the duck in there, and we had the big duck at the head of the star, and we had them all lined up around there. And, you know, so we didn't hear anything about it because we didn't know who the people who lived there were, just being assholes. You know what I mean? Like, you're just vandalizing a house at that point.
You're a teenager.
Yeah. And then another time we moved them next door. So we picked them up and carried them next door and set them there. So I could see someone just being like, I'm going to be real funny and steal Bill's fucking antlers and take them to Joe's house and just like leave them there. Dude, but the angle grinder is what gets me.
Well, and the wetsuit, they just tried it on and they're just like, oh, it's the wrong fit. And they just like left it like just in the yard or whatever. When I was a teenager, Cecil, I did something similar. I found, me and my buddy were out and there was a raccoon and it had been hit by a car. And it did that thing where raccoons, you know, you see a dead raccoon and they're kind of like this. They're just dead and they're stiff and they got their fucking arms out all like crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we're like, oh, well, he looks like he's driving a car. And so we picked him up with a shovel and we got some duct tape from his mom's garage. And we walked around with this fucking dead raccoon in the middle of the night. And we're just trying car doors until we found one that was open. We opened up a car door and we taped this dead raccoon onto the steering wheel of someone's car.
You what, mate? So
so this fucking roadkill raccoon was just...
He's such an asshole.
It was funny when I was like 15. Oh, it was the height of hilarity.
I bet it was the height of hilarity when you're 15. Yeah, for sure. If you were Tom, walking out to his car right now and found roadkill in it, you would be so fucking angry.
Oh, I would lose my shit. That's the thing. I would absolutely lose my mind.
Someone said untitled geesling game. I guess they call them geeslings. That's awesome. I want to say, Ian, that Untitled Goose Games coming out with a free update with two-player mode. Did you see this?
I did not.
Oh, God, awesome. It's amazing. Two-player mode on Untitled Goose Game. Tom, Untitled Goose Game is the fucking cutest game I've ever seen in my entire life. It's so fucking wholesome.
What is Untitled Goose Game?
It's so wholesome and adorable. You play a goose, and you just have to solve puzzles by being an asshole goose. It's seriously the best shit I've ever played in my life.
What?
You have to bite people and honk at them and chase them and then steal their fucking radios and shit. It's the best, dude. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. I played that game and my wife watched and we laughed until we cried. It's seriously the best game. And so Untitled Geesling Game, Ian, we have to stream an Untitled Geesling Game with you and I playing two player. We have to do it. Ian's like, whatever. It. No, it's fine. Don't talk about my stream. Goat Simulator is funny too. There's a game called Goat Simulator where you play a goat and run around and jump on shit. It's hilarious.
What?
So good.
What?
Dude, some of these indie games are so funny and so clever and just, I mean, it's stupid. You wouldn't play it for more than 10 minutes, but they definitely get the $20 out of you because you want to play it for 10 minutes.
I'm looking at this. Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator is amazing, dude.
It looks all crazy too.
It's awesome. So funny. So funny.
Oh, fucking weird, man.
Anyway, okay.
All right. Stressed elephants at Warsaw Zoo to be given medical marijuana. Three African elephants to get liquid doses of the cannabinoid CBD through their trunks early trials suggest they like it. That was my favorite part of it.
Jesus Christ. So the fucking 2020 sucks so bad, even fucking elephants have to blaze up to fucking cope.
That's literally exactly why I got it. It's like in Botswana. Did you hear about all the elephants dying in Botswana?
No, I didn't. Oh, God. Oh, don't.
So there's... So there's a spate of elephant deaths in Botswana. Like 300 or 400 elephants just dropping dead right on their faces. They just drop dead on their actual faces. Jesus and they haven't Christ. Figured out exactly why it is yet, but it looks like a toxin in the environment. But
great.
I saw this and I'm like, well, all right. You know, I can see this. I can see... Like a nice, you know, maybe they're reading the news. Like that was Phil. I remember him. He's a great guy. Left him in Botswana when I came over to Warsaw. Miss him.
They try to go through the car line to come up from Mexico. Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to open the trunk. You're gonna have to open the trunk, sir.
I just love that at this point we're just like, fuck. I mean, the elephants are never gonna forget how bad 2020 was.
They're always going to remind us. Remember when you killed my cousin Phil in Botswana, you fuckers? Jesus. God. What the fuck?
How much fucking CBD do you have to give a fucking elephant, though?
Oh, God.
Like, an insane amount. So there's some of these that I thought was crazy. Some lines in here that I thought was pretty crazy. This Chukachukowska guy said it will take around 2 years before her team. I thought so. About 2 years before her team has any conclusive results on whether it works. Contrary to what someone imagined, the elephants won't be using cannabis pipes, nor will they be getting huge barrels of it.
That would be so awesome. Female, to see one fucking like pull the fucking bowl out of a bong with its trunk as it's that'd be fucking amazing.
Just ripping the car.
So amazing.
Just fucking elephants walking around with huge blunts hanging out. It's just fucking Snoop Dogg and shit playing in the background.
It's amazing.
It'd be fucking great. The initial doses would be comparable to those given to horses. And I read that and I thought like, okay, so evidently we know how much CBD to give to horses.
Right?
That's fucking established now.
Have you
That's
ever
the world we're living
and,
in.
And is this oil you can get high from or no? Does it have THC or no in it? Because I know that this CBD oil is... Is there THC laced CBD oil out there that you could drop on your eye or however you'd take? I don't know how you'd take it, but whatever, you know, like.
Well, you can put it like sublingual. So that's usually what I've seen is the CBD oil is like you hold it under your tongue and just sort of let it hang out and dissolve or be absorbed to the mucous membrane. There.
I see. Okay.
But the CBD oil is not supposed to have THC in it.
It just has, but it some just of it supposedly does. Has like. Unproven effects or whatever, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, right. Yeah, but the science is emerging on it, so it's not totally like bonkers crazy. So the science is emerging on it for anxiety.
Okay, all right.
but it says the initial dose will be comparable to what they give to horses, a vial's worth of a dozen drops of CBD oil, 2 or 3 times a day. And I love this line: the female's already had a chance to try it, and she didn't say no. Kind of pervy.
No, they also said the first one's free to it. They're like, look, the first time is free, elephant.
It's a gateway drug. Pretty soon the elephant's like fucking hitting up fucking
the elephant.
The elephant's on intervention. The elephant Jeff Van Vonderen is there.
It's fucking cooking meth back in the fucking elephant pen where it's at or whatever.
So people are correcting me. Some CBD is purposely sold to THC. Some of it is sold without THC.
Okay, all right. So, but the stuff in Illinois, a lot of the stuff in Illinois that I'm seeing, because it was legal before weed was legal here, right. I thought.
Yeah.
So what we it see is. In Illinois was CBD oil that was not laced with any kind of THC at all. And now there might be some out there. But from what I've seen, most of it, at least this was, you know, it was because it was a couple of years ago up until now. It was all just CBD oil, period. And that's it.
Yeah. But, you know, when some of the articles I read about that CISO were pretty interesting because they, like CBD oil was being sold essentially in the same unregulated way that most other unregulated supplements are sold. So the like amount of actual CBD oil was wonky and off the charts, right? You're supposed to have so many milligrams of CBD oil, and it was not supposed to have THC in it, but some of it just did.
Just did, yeah.
it depends on whether it was derived from hemp or whether it was derived from marijuana.
Oh, interesting.
So it's going to be derived from either one.
Oh, I see. So, yeah. Have you ever had the oil?
Yeah, I've tried it. Yeah. I tried it back when I was having back pain.
Yeah.
One of the, before my surgery, one of the recommended things for like inflammation or whatever was CBD. And I was like, eh, worst I'm going to do is get high. So, yeah. But it didn't do shit. It just made my breath stink. You seriously, like, you put it in your mouth and it's like you drank like 1,000 gallons of bong water. It's
oh,
fucking
God,
awful.
That sounds disgusting.
Because it's like concentrated fucking pot oil.
God, that
it's,
sounds.
I thought it was foul.
That sounds
I thought it was foul.
Foul.
I was like, I'd rather just. Oh. No. It didn't do shit for the pain at all.
Yeah.
It did not do a fucking thing. I was like, well.
Well.
Now I just got to get up, which hurts, and go brush my teeth. That's amazing. So. It doesn't do fuck all as far as I'm concerned. But.
Let's see. So this week on the show, we talk about Kenosha for a while. So if you're interested in our take on Kenosha, you can check it out on this week's show. And we're hoping to have a guest soon on next week's show. We'll see. Maybe next week, maybe a couple weeks. We haven't heard back yet. I think that's going to wrap it up. So we want to thank everybody for joining us on the stream. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. And we'll be back next week.
Thanks, guys.
As usual, 9 p.m. Tell your friends, hang out with us, come back. But we want to thank you guys for showing up and thanks for coming out. Come back next week. Subscribe. We're close to like a mark on YouTube. So if you subscribe and hit the bell thing, you'll know when we go live. So if you're here and you want to subscribe and you haven't subscribed yet, you should do that. And all the places actually where you're watching it. So if it's on Twitch or whatever, just do that. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. So long. Bye.
All right, guys. Take care.
Get some sleep, Ian, someone says. How's are you sleeping okay. through the night? Thanks. Is the baby sleeping through the night?
No, they get up every like couple hours. Yeah. But
do you shake them back
crazy.
To sleep? Do you just like shake the shit out of them until they go back to sleep?
They recommend don't doing that.
Really? Is oddly. It? Do you have to wait like a week or something? Until
wait, is that a new recommendation? I shook all my kids. And they're not doing so okay. good.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. All right. Mm. I don't know if we want this recorded.
someone's like, wait, no traditional well, crash
no traditional
to the
crash.
End of the street.
Hey, fuck you. Fuck you.
I'll press all the buttons.
Larry. Fuck you. We're trying new stuff.
Okay.
Trying new stuff, and Ian is in charge.
All right, I'm about to finish.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What you told your wife?
Before? Oh, come on, okay. Tom.
Gross.
Just saying that's okay.
Okay.